One big obstacle preventing students from graduation is attendance. Some districts are doing better than others when it comes to absenteeism.
Our attendance rate's the 92-93% range, which is very good.
Dennis Kane is school superintendent in the Cheektowaga Central School District. He says poverty, single-parent homes, and other emotional and social needs are very similar to what city children are experiencing.
As our poverty levels increased, our eligibility for various types of federal programs have increased too. Like, for example, we have a school climate transformation grant from the federal government, which incorporates behavior, positive behavior, K through 12.
In the Buffalo Public School District, absenteeism numbers are very high. David Mauricio is chief of strategic alignment for the city schools. He tells WBFO News the dialogue must change for students and parents.
It's going to be a team effort for us to improve these abysmal rates of attendance.
Mauricio says they're trying to work through barriers that prevent students from showing up for class.
And we are going to take some look at our district policy. We have something in our current policy that's not something that we can legally enact, which is the 28-day rule, which you know everybody speaks about. But what we are speaking of is what are the positive things we can do to recognize students who do what we ask them to do, come to school every day on time.
Now, the district says it's using technology, partnering with Say Yes Buffalo to create a graduation progress system. A GPS-style system would provide parents with a visual display of how far a student is from reaching graduation day. The district also is working to improve its credit recovery system, an online format for students to retake courses they failed. And for principals, teachers, and staffers, improvements are being made for a graduation indicator screen. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.